在福音第十一章。
Let's open book of Matthew.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们读第二节。
Verse 2.
马太福音十一章第二节。
Okay, start from verse 2.
约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去，问他说：那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？耶稣回答说：你们去把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、死行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复、穷人有福音传给人。凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。
Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the words of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? Jesus answered and said to him, Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to him, and blessed is he who does not take offense at me.
十六节、十七节，我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，招呼同伴说：我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
Verse 16 and 17.To what I can compare this generation, like the children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, we played for you, and you did not dance, and we sang, and you did not mourn.
28节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all whom are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke up to you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will be find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
我们再翻到哥罗西书。
Book of Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
又感谢父，叫我们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是手生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他是在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Verse 12 to 18. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance, the sent in light.For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us from the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominance or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things have hold together. And he is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
There is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarians, Scythian, slave or freedom, but Christ is all and in all.
这十一节最后一段，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内，是今天的主题。
And my topic is the last part of the verse 11. Christ is all and in all.
我喜欢这样的翻译。唯有基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
I like the translation, and then, but Christ is all and is in all.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你，能够有这样的时间聚在主的面前。
Lord, how we thank you, give us time to get together before you.
我们何等喜乐，能够一起来在你的话的光中。
We're so delighted in your words.
我们知道。主啊，生命在你的里面，而生命人的光。
And we know life is, and life is the light for us.
但愿今天早晨有这个光，生命的光照在我们的身上。
And may this morning this light will enlighten on us.
让我们从主的话语里面就看见了那生命的光。
And in your words we will see this true light.
好叫我们不在黑暗里走。
So we will no longer walk in the darkness.
早晨我们何等盼望。借着 你的丰富的话语，让我们看见我们在地上，基督是我们的一切。
This morning, may we see that Christ is all in our life.
有主就够了。
There are enough if Christ is enough for us.
无论夜有多黑。
No matter how long the days.
只要我们有了基督，我们就有了一切。
And we have enough. We have you.
求圣灵在我们心中来开启我们，让这个思想不是一个观念，但是我们的经历。
May the Holy Spirit reveal to us. May this is not a conception, but is our experience.
主啊，我们知道人。的口舌何等的有限。
Oh no, our words are so limited.
因此我们求神在我们中间运行。
Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit that moved our heart.
让我们人所讲不出来的，圣灵能够替我们来说出来。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit speak up and for the limitation from man.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
早晨我们想要交通这个题目，叫做基督是一切。又在一切之内。
This morning, I would like to share Christ is all and in all.
而这个意念和这个诗歌的意念是相同的。
The thought is the same as the hymn we just sang.
如果基督是我们的一切，那我们有了一切就够了。
If Christ is all, then we have plenty.
就像大卫说的。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Like what David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
如果今天我们还有缺乏的话，就在基督不是一切。
If we are lack of anything, means that Christ is not in all.
而基督也不在一切之内。
And he's not in all.
因此，这是早晨要来分享的一件事，就是基督是不是我们的一切。
So this morning, I'd like to share is Christ.Is all.
有了主够不够?
Is that enough when we have the Lord?
这个观念，基督是一切，又在一切之内，是我们众人都熟悉的一句圣经上的话。
And then this verse, Christ is all and in all is all, we all familiar.
但是到底是什么意思呢?
But what really does it mean?
在我们人的生命的经历当中，我们曾否真实的经历到什么叫做基督是我们的一切呢?
Do we truly experience that Christ is all to us?
我就想到我们每一个人其实都明白而且都经历过什么叫基督是我们的一切。
Actually, we all understand and we will experience that Christ is all and in all.
而且常常看到什么叫做基督的一切就在我们生活的周围。
We also see that is around us that Christ is all.
当一个婴孩出生以后
After a baby is born,
他的父母就是他的一切。
His parents is all to him.
这个孩子要吃东西的时候，他要到他的父母那里去。
When this baby needs to eat, and he will go to the parents.
当这个孩子需要穿衣服的时候，父母是他的衣服。
When this kid needs to wear something, and the parents will give it him.
当这个孩子需要有地方住的时候，这个父母就是他的房子。
When the baby needs a place to live, the parents is his house.
当这个孩子要去哪里的时候，父母就是他的车子。
When this kid will go to anywhere, the parents is his transportation.
当这个孩子需要学说话的时候，这个父母就是他的老师。
When this child needs to learn to speak, the parents is his teacher.
当这个婴孩在这父母怀抱当中的之后，父母甚至是他所有的娱乐。
When this child is in the bosom and his parents, the parents is their entertainer.
所以这个父母是这个孩子的一切。
So the parents is all to that child.
这个孩子他的一切也有他的父母在其中。
And in every aspect of this child's life, the parents is in.
当这个孩子刚出生的时候，他生命里面没有一件事情没有他的父母在其中的。
When he was just born, everything about this child, the parents is in everything of him.
当这个孩子稍微长大一点要上学的时候，父母要带他去上学。
When he's grow up a little bit and needs to go to school and camp, the parents will take him to school.
这个小孩要学钢琴的时候，妈妈或爸爸还要带他去钢琴老师那里学钢琴。
When he's to, he learns piano, parents will take him to the teacher.
很多的时候啊，我和弟兄姊妹见面呢、啊。是有时候在那钢琴老师的那个门口等的那个地方。
Many times when I meet and brothers is at the front door of a piano house.
多半呢都是碰见姊妹的。
Oh, mostly it's sisters.
很少有弟兄带孩子去学钢琴。
Rarely the brothers will take their children too.
如果孩子要参加生日的这个 party, 要父母要带他去。
If the child needs to go to a party, and the parents will take him.
所以这个孩子，他的一切呢，就是他的父母。
And then everything for this child is his parents.
而父母也在他生活里面每一件事情上都在其中。
And the parents in every aspect of his life.
所以一个人呢、啊，一生最快乐的时候呢，是孩童的时候。
And the most delightful moment in our life is when we are infant.
因为那个时候父母是一切，又在一切之内。
Because at that time parents is all and is in all.
等到年日渐长呢，
and then after,
就经历到呢，父母开始从我们的生活里面呢出去了。
And then after we grow up, and then experience that we set our parents aside.
父母越来越不是一切了。
Parents not becomes all to us.
不在一切之内。
They're not in everything of our life.
当我们越来越长成的时候呢，父母在我们生活里面的那个占的成分越来越小。
And then when we are adult, the parents only is in a little part of our life.
然后我们发现我们生活里面呢，越来越不喜乐了。
And then we're not happy anymore.
忧愁的事情增加了。
And we worry more.
因为父母不再是一切了。
Because parents are not everything to us.
父母也不在一切之中。
And they are not in everything of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个我们人生命每一个人都有的经历。
This is all our experiences.
我们与神的关系是不是也是如此？
It's just the same relationship between us and God.
主耶稣说，他说，你像聪明通达的人，你就隐藏起来，像婴孩，你就显出来。
And Lord used to say, and he will hidden to the wise and intelligence, and he will reveal to the infant.
婴孩，属灵的这个婴孩，就是以基督为他的一切。
And the spiritual infant is he will up to this for everything.
在属灵里面，那个聪明通达的人，就是把基督当作生活的一个部分。
And then in the spiritual wise intelligence, they just regard Jesus as in part of their lives.
如果基督只是我们的一部分的话，基督不是我们的一切。
If Christ is only part of our lives, and then he is not in all.
我们在地上就会有缺乏。
And then we will need things on earth.
保罗就是一个把基督当作他一切的人。
And Paul is the one who regards Christ as all to him.
如果一个人把基督当作他的一切，
If a person regard Christ is in awe to him,
这个人是不能被捆绑的。
And this person will not be tied up.
没有任何一件地上的事能够把一个基督把基督当作一切的人来捆绑起来。
And there's nothing can tie up a person who regard Christ is all to him.
所以保罗虽然被绑被捆锁在监狱的里面。
Even Paul is imprisoned.
但是他的心却是自由的。
His heart is free.
因此他写了哥罗西书。
That's why he wrote Colossians.
保罗写哥罗西书不是在一个安逸的环境里面写的。
And then when he wrote Colossians, he's not free.
保罗乃是在罗马的监狱的里面写哥罗西书。
But he wrote this book when he was in prison.
但是我们读哥罗西书的时候，我们觉得保罗好像是坐在天上的。
But when we read the book of Colossians, we feel that he is sitting in heaven.
那第一章他说讲到天上的盼望。
And then in chapter 1, he talking about the hopes in heaven.
那第三章他讲到要思念天上的事。
In chapter 3, he said,When you think of the things in heaven,
一个人被关在监狱的里面
a person in prison,
手和脚都有锁链
and he's chained.
他却写信说你们要思念天上的事
But he wrote and he told that you need mind of the things in heaven.
他的肉身虽然受了捆绑，他的心却是自由的
Even though he's chained, but his soul is freedom.
今天我们肉身都是自由的
And then our body are free.
但是我们心灵受了许多的捆绑。
But our soul are chained.
我们受了什么事的捆绑？
And what tied us up?
乃是我们为了地上的盼望而捆绑。
That is, we are chained by the hope on earth.
保罗没有地上的盼望。
And Paul does not hope things earthly.
保罗的盼望在天上。
His hope is in heaven.
因此地上没有任何一件事能够来捆锁保罗。
So there is nothing can chain him from the earth.
如果我们的盼望如今仍然是在地上的话。
If our hope is still on earth.
我们就会被地上的事来捆绑。
We will be chained on earthly things.
这件事如果没有改变
If there is nothing change,
如果我们的盼望仍然是在地上
If our hope is still on earth,
我们就仍然会被地上的事来捆绑
We will be still chained things on earth.
因此保罗说我为他丢弃了万事
Said Paul says, I will give up on earth.
看作粪土
I will regard this as rubbish.
为要得着基督
Because I want to gain Christ.
因此保罗把地上的盼望都丢弃了
So he gave up all hopes on earth.
因此地上没有任何一件事情能够捆锁保罗
So there's nothing on earth can chain Paul
因为他所思念的乃是天上的盼望
Because what he think of is the hope heavenly
他所思念的乃是上面的事
And what he thinks of things above
因为是保罗是这样的一个人
Because Paul is such a person
所以他能够经历到基督在一切之内
That's why he can experience Christ is in all
甚至他在监狱里面坐牢的时候，基督也在那里。
Even he was in prison, Christ was there with him.
虽然他的手脚被链子锁住了。
Even he is chained.
他的侍奉却不被捆绑。
But his service is not chained at all.
所以他在罗马监狱里面写了一幅。
So that's why he wrote a book of Ephesians in prison.
他写了腓立比书。
And the Philippians.
写了哥罗西书。
And Colossians.
腓立门书。
And Philemon.
这四本宝贵的书信叫监狱书信。
And this four epistles is called the books wrote in prison.
神却大大的使用保罗在他监狱的里面。
And then God used Paul greatly when he was in prison.
这四本书信一直到如今历世历代的众圣徒都得到帮助。
And this.From all generations, Christians are getting help from all these four epistles.
所以当你把基督当作一切的时候，基督就在一切之内。
When you regard Christ as in all, and then he will be in all.
今天早晨我不是在讲这个这件事作为一个知识。
I'm not talking about this as a knowledge.
今天早上我的重点是怎么样能够进入 这个实际。
But my emphasis is how to put this in our reality.
如何能够在生活上像一个属灵的婴孩一样。
And then how we can be like a spiritual infant in our lives.
怎么样能够经历基督是我的？
How can we experience Christ is all to us?
怎么样在生活里面来操练这件事？
How do we exercise this?
这不是一个道理。
This is not a teaching.
这是一个我们的经历。
This is our experiences.
那需要操练。
And we need to practice.
要从马太福音十一章的里面。
And then from Matthew chapter 11.
来找出三个属灵的操练。
And then we can find out three spiritual exercises.
如果我们能够每天来操练这三件事。
If we exercise these three aspects.
基督就会成为我们的一切。
Christ will be everything to us.
基督就能够在我们一切之内。
And he will be in all.
所以我们需要知道有这样三个属灵的一个生活也是操练。
And then,
是我们每天都要操练的。
And then we know these three experiences is what we should practice every day.
头一个操练。
First of all,
叫凡事谢恩。
And it's give thanks in everything.
要是不能凡事谢恩的话，永远基督不是一切。
If you cannot give thanks in everything, Christ will not be in everything.
如果你要让基督成为一切的话，你一定要能够凡事要谢恩。
If you want Christ is in all, then you have to give thanks in everything.
在马太福音十一章里面，我们就看见主耶稣是这样的一个，他是这样的一个操练。
And then in Matthew chapter 11, and then we see.Such experience, practice.
当主耶稣在地上侍奉的时候，他让瞎子看见，让瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
When Lord is served on earth, and he will make the blind see, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up.And the poor have the gospel preached to them.
因此呢，有许多的人要来跟从耶稣。
Therefore, many people followed him.
但是每一次的人要来跟从他的时候。
But each time when one tried to follow him,
耶稣退到旷野去。
And then he was retreat to the wilderness.
今天要是有一个人能够做一件主耶稣曾经做过的事，就会有许多的人来跟从他。
And today, if one thing will does one thing like what Jesus did, many people will follow him.
他就能够在地上成为众人所拥戴的。
And then he will be respected by many people.
但是主耶稣从来不这样做。
But our Lord never did such thing.
当他行神迹以后，有许多人要来跟从他的时候，他总是退到旷野去。
After he performed a miracle, and when many people followed him, he always retreat to the wilderness.
那不是主耶稣来到地上的那个目的。
Because that is not the purpose he came to the earth.
当有人要来跟从他的时候。
When someone follow him.
当有人认真的要来跟随主耶稣的时候。
Someone seriously follow him.
主耶稣却说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从。
And the Lord said, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to take his own cross and follow me.
跟随主的人是非常的少。
So there is only a few follow the Lord.
他们愿意跟从主要按照人的方式。
But they want to follow the Lord by man's method.
但是主要人跟从他呢，要按照主的方式。
But Lord wants us to follow him by his way.
因此在他服侍在那一段时间里面，他有这样一个叹息。
So then he sighed during that time.
他说我好像一个吹笛的人。
And he said, I am like the one to play flute.
我吹笛呢，你们不跳舞。
And I play flute, you do not dance.
我好像我是一个举哀的人。
And then I mourn.
但是我举哀的时候，没有人捶胸。
But when I sigh, no one mourn.
所以你想想看，在一个服侍主耶稣侍奉的时候，那个世代。是一个不跳舞不捶胸的世代。
And then when he served, that generation is the one who did not dance, did not mourn.
但是主耶稣的反应是什么呢？
But what is his reaction?
啊，天地的主，我感谢。
And then he say, Father, on heaven and on earth, I praise you.
因为你像这些思想聪明通达的人就藏起来，像婴儿就显出来。
Because you reveal this to you hid these things to the wise and the intelligence and reveal to the infant.
为什么主能够感恩呢？
And why he can he will give thanks to the Father.
他说父啊，你的美意 本是如此。
Because he said, Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight.
只要是神的美意，他就能够谢恩。
If this will please God, and he will give thanks.
这是我们生活里面一个很重要的一个操练。
This is a very important exercise for us.
就是为每一件事情来谢恩。
We thank him in everything.
因为这是神的美意。
Because this is God's heart's desire.
帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。
In Thessalonians, it says, In everything give thanks, because this is God's will for you in Christ.
曾经有一个宣教士，他碰到一个非常非常沮丧的一个弟兄。
There one time there was a minister, and he met a brother who was very frustrated.
这个弟兄呢，得救的时候呢，是非常的火热的。
And then this when this brother was just saved, he was fervently served God.
而且他热心地来侍奉神。
And then he served God fervently.
他把自己来摆在那个侍奉的当中。
And then he put himself in the service.
但是有一天呢，他看见那个传道人做了一件事，让他非常的失望。
But one time the minister did one thing, it frustrated him, defeated him.
这件事情他不能过去。
And then he cannot let go.
过了一段时间以后，这个失望呢就变成失落。
And then, and after a while, this disappointment becomes.
And 他就不知道说他到底所走的这个路对不对吗？会有一个传道人做这样的事。
And then he wasn't sure if he did the right thing, and why this minister did such thing.
再过了一段时间，这个失落就变成失败。
And then after a while, and this disappointment becomes failure.
他成为一个非常不喜乐的一个人。
And then he become a person has no joy.
他把他的故事讲出来以后呢，这个宣教士呢就跟他说呢，他说你今天落在这个光景，是因为你的罪。
After he spoke out his story, and then the minister tells it, and then what the position you have now is all because of your sins.
如果我告诉你的罪在哪里，你愿不愿意悔改？
If I tell you what are these sins, will you be repent?
他说我愿意。如果你告诉我哪里有罪，我一定悔改。
And then he said, if you tell me what my sins are, and then I will repent.
他说我先问你一句话，一个人如果违反了神的旨意。是不是与违反神的命令相同样的严重？
So the minister asked him, if a person break the will of God, is this the same he break the law of God?
他说是。
And then he said, yes.
你的罪就是因为你违背了神的旨意。
And your sin is you broke the will of God.
他说我哪里违背神的旨意
了？ He said, where?
他说你看帖撒罗尼迦第五章。
And he said, look at Thessalonians, chapter
5,
verse 18.
他 读了帖撒罗尼迦第五章十八节，然后宣教士说，你有没有违反神的旨意？
And then after he read this, the minister tells him, did you break the law, the will of God?
他必须承认他违反了神的旨意。
He has to admit that he break.
因为神的旨意让我们在凡事上谢恩。
Because the God's will is let us to give thanks in everything.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
This is God's will in Jesus Christ.
如果我们违背旨意，是与违背神的命一样的严重。
If we break the will of God, then we break the law of God.
一切的失败都是从一个简单的失望开始的。
All the failure, it started in a small disappointment.
你知道吗？我们没有失望的权利啊。
You know, we don't have right to be disappointed.
如果我们对一件事情失望的话，
If we disappoint to one thing,
不是我们对那件事的失望，
It's not we disappoint on that matter.
我们是对神失望。
And we disappoint to God.
因为我们知道万事都互相效力。
Because we know all things work for good.
要叫爱神的人得益处。
For the one who loves the Lord and to be benefited.
因此我们对一件事情有失望的时候。
If we disappoint on one thing,
我们就不认为这件事是出于神。
We don't want to see this from God.
因此神就不是。
Then God is in everything.
如果这件事是出于神，你还失望的话。
If this is from God and then you're still disappointed.
你就对神失望。
Then your disappointment is on God.
这是违背了神的旨意。
And then you break the will of God.
因为腓立帖撒罗尼迦前书明明告诉我们，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
Because in Thessalonians it tells us you give thanks in everything because this is God's will in Christ Jesus.
这不是一个很容易的操练。
This is not easy to practice.
这是一个相当重要的一个操练。
This is an important practice.
在凡事上要能够谢恩。
And then give thanks in everything.
当我们能够通过这一个操练以后
，and after this and after go through this exercise，
基督就是我的一切
，and then Christ is my everything。
因为在每一件的事情上都是神的旨意
，because in everything is from His purpose。
这是一个基督徒每天的一个秘诀
，and this is a secret for him who win victory。
在基督徒的生命的里面是没有失望的原因的
，and then there is no reason to be disappointed for Christians。
我们如果受了这个仇敌的欺骗，我们开始有那么一点点的失望。
And then if we are deceived by the adversary and we start have a little disappointment.
这个失望就带来失落。
And this disappointment will make us defeated.
这个失落最后让我们就完全失败。
And then we will be defeated totally.
因此我们要记得要有一个属灵的操练，就是凡事。
So we need to remember this spiritual practice is we need to give thanks in everything.
在第二个属灵的操练呢，就是不要被耶稣来绊倒。
And the second spiritual exercise is not to be offended in Christ.
这个可能需要一点解释哈。
I need a little explanation.
什么叫被耶稣绊倒？
What does not to be offended in Christ?
耶稣会绊倒我们吗？
Is Christ can offend us?
在罗马一句话，罗马书第九章有一句话。
In Romans chapter 9, there is a sentence.
33节。
And then verse 33.
他说我在锡安放了一块绊脚的石头。
And he said, I put a stumbling stone in Zion.
别人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
That the one who trusts in him will not be ashamed.
神啊，在锡安摆了一个石头，是绊脚的石头啊。
There is a stone that God put it on Zion. There is a stumbling stone.
这个让人会跌倒的。
And it will stumble people.
那这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
为什么神要摆一个石头让人可以绊脚呢？
And why God put a stone to stumble people?
我们举一个例子来说明这件事。
And I'll give you an example.
我们都知道以利亚的故事。
We know about the story of
Elijah. 以利亚在加密山上，他得胜了，他胜过450个巴利的师。
Elijah was defeated 450 prophets in Mount Carmel.
And 在这个以利亚他的心里面呢，他有一个极大的一个盼望。
And then there's a hope in Elijah.
就是盼望在胜过这巴利的先知以后呢，在以色列当中会有一个极大的属灵的复兴。
And after he defeated the prophets of the Baal, and then there will be a revival in Israel.
但是呢，事情的发展不如以利亚所望。
But the things are not that what he hoped for.
不但以色列没有复兴啊，你坚持不要杀他。
Not only the Israelites not revived, but also Jezebel wanted to kill him.
因此他逃命啊，逃到一个罗藤的树下。
So he has to run away to a juniper tree.
然后在那里他说：“耶和华，罢了，罢了。”
And he say, Lord, that's.
他说：“求你取我的性命啊，我不胜于我的列祖。”
And then take me because I'm not as good as my ancestors.
我们看到这里有一个人呢、啊。被耶和华绊倒了。
And then you see here is a person was stumbled in Christ.
因为神的美意不是如此、啊。
Because God's will is not like this.
因为神的美意不是像以利亚所盼望的。
But God's will is not what Elijah hoped. Elijah hoped that will be a great revival. But he didn't know that Jezebel wanted to take his life.
在加密上, 那个轰轰烈烈的, 那个胜过450个先知, 好像胜不了什么。
And then the great things he has done at Mount Carmel, it's kind of becomes nothing.
他不满意神的安排。
And he didn't like the plan from God. Then he was stumbled by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
but do you satisfy that all plans that God have it for you in your life?
你是不是像以利亚一样,我不满意啊?
Is you like same like Elijah, you're not satisfied?
你不满意神在你身上的安排,你就被神所绊倒了。
You're not happy for the plans God had for you, then you will be stumbled. When John the Baptist in prison,
他突然之间啊,
all of a sudden he doubted about Lord. He knew Lord.
他是头一个说看啊, 神的羔羊出去,
He's the first one to say, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the first one on earth, it says, and Jesus is the Lamb of God.
不但如此, 约士许还是头一个看见天上那个天开了, 有圣灵像鸽子降在主耶稣身上。
Not only this, and John is the first one to see that the Spirit descended as a dove come upon
Jesus.
Not only this, and then he himself heard in person that God says, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. No one will like John the Baptist to know Lord. When everyone followed Jesus, when he is the one who says, He must increase, but I must decrease.
但是那天他坐在监狱里面的时候,
but on the day, but when he was in prison,
他就突然之间, 他不知道这个主耶稣为什么不来拯救他。
All of a sudden, he didn't know why Lord didn't come to rescue him.
这是神的羔羊。
He's the Lamb of God.
我看出来他是神的羔羊。
I know, I met him.
今天我在监狱的里面。
But today, I'm in prison.
我在监狱里面能做什么呢？
I can do here.
我再也不能为他铺路了。
And I cannot be his pioneer anymore.
约翰能够忍受在旷野的生活,
and he can endure the life in the wilderness.
他可以忍受穿, 骆驼毛的衣服,
and he can bear to wear the clothing by the camel.
他可以吃蝗虫,
he can eat honey and the locusts.
但是他在监狱里面的时候突然发现好像他被神摆在一边了。
But when he was in prison, he found out that he was put aside by the Lord.
他不明白神的旨意。
He didn't understand the plan of God.
他不明白神的安排。
He didn't understand the plan from God.
因此他差遣人去问主耶稣说, 那将要来的是你吗?
That's why he sent people to the Lord and say,
还是我们等候别人呢?
Are you the one we expected, or shall we look for someone else?
主耶稣说, 你们告诉他, 那不因为跌倒人就有福了。
The Lord says, go to him, and blessed is he who does not take offense at me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你有没有因耶稣跌打?
Are you ever stumbled in the Lord?
以利沙, 先知以利沙, 给我们有很好的榜样。
And then also Prophet Elisha had give us a good example.
以利沙是不会被耶和华所跌倒的人。
Elisha had never stumbled in the Lord.
当神要接以利沙上升天的时候, 以利亚升天的时候,
when Lord will take Elijah home,
神就叫以利亚说, 你从基甲离开,
and then God tell Elijah, you need to depart
Gilgal.
到伯特利去, and then you go to Bethel.
这个以利亚就告诉以利沙说呢, 你不用去了。
And then Elijah told Elisha, you stay here.
那伊丽莎说呢，他说呢。
And then Elisha said, I will never leave you.
后来从那个伯特利亚耶哥去的时候,
and then from Bethel to Jericho,
以利亚第二次跟以利莎说呢,
Elijah told Elisha second time, say, you stay here.
然后从耶利哥要到约旦河的时候,
and from Jericho to River Jordan,
以利亚又第三次告诉以利莎说,
Elijah told Elisha the third time, say, you stay here.
弟兄姊妹，如果有一天呢，如果你说，哎，你跟教会弟兄说，我想做一点服事啊，他说呢，对不起啊，你不用，不用你服事。
If there is one day you want to tell a brother to say I would like to serve, and then the brother says, no, we don't need you.
你会不会跌倒啊
？Will you be stumbled？
或者有姊妹说呀，有一天你突然有点负担，你就跟说，哎呦，你们可以让我在厨房帮忙一下好吗
？If there is a sister one day you want to serve at the kitchen.
我们不需要你的。
And we say we don't need you.
他讲了三次。
And he will say three times to you.
三次你要洗碗，他都不。
And then you want to wash dishes three times, and they say we don't need you.
你会不会跌倒？
Will you be stuck?
我们可能早就跌倒了。
Probably. Yes.
也许我们来教会来了一年，还没有人找我洗碗，我们已经跌倒了。
If you come to church for a year and no one asks you to wash dishes, probably you will be stumbled.
但是伊丽莎没有啊。
But Elisha didn't.
伊丽莎她说我永不离开你。
Elisha says, I will not leave you.
因为伊丽莎是不会因耶和华跌倒的。
Because Elisha will not be stumbled in the Lord.
为什么伊丽莎不会被耶和华所绊倒呢？
Why Elisha didn't be stumbled in the Lord?
因为耶和华是他的一切。
Because Lord is everything to him.
如果他不跟随主的话，他没有地方可以去的。
If he didn't follow the Lord, there is nowhere for him to go.
不服侍不是神没有别的事可做的。
If he doesn't serve God, there's nothing for him to do.
所以他不可能被以利亚所绊倒的。
So that's why he couldn't be stumbled by Elijah.
如果你不要我是可以，但是我不能不要你的。
You can do without me, but I cannot do without you.
为什么今天我们会被绊倒呢？
And why we are so stumbled?
你不要我，那我也不要你。
If you don't want me, I don't want you too.
我才不稀饭呢。
Who cares?
我要服侍是给你面子的。
If I serve and then I'm trying to honor you.
要是你不要我服侍，那我就不来聚会了。
If you don't want me to serve, I don't come to the gathering.
因为主不是我们的一切。
Because Lord is nothing all to us.
主是我们的部分。
Because Lord is part of our life.
我们来聚会呢，我们觉得是聚会的一个好处。
If we come to the gathering, as we respect you.
如果我服侍了，那是聚会的福气啊。
If I serve, that is the gathering is blessed.
这基督不是我的一切。
And Christ is not all to me.
如果基督是我的一切， 我们知道我们如果不服侍的话， 我们有在地上没有事可做的。
If Christ is all to us, and then if we don't serve him, there's nothing for us to do.
在世上没有什么事情更有价值的。
There's nothing more valuable than we serve the Lord.
你拒绝我也没有办法， 我还在这里。
If you reject me, I'll still be here.
这叫做不要被
This car do not be offended in.
路德没有被拿俄米绊倒。
Ruth is not offended by Naomi.
神接了拿俄米，三次拒绝路德。
And then through Naomi, God rejected Ruth three times.
你回到北家去好了。
And then you go home.
你回到你父亲的地方去。
Go to the place where your father lives.
我已经老了，又没有儿子了，你回去吧。
I'm old, I don't have more son, go home.
路德把耶和华当作他的一切。
Ruth take the Lord is everything to her.
因此回到摩押不是一条路了。
There is no way to go back to Moab.
弟兄姊妹, 基督是我们的一切。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, Christ is everything to us.
回埃及不是我们的路了。
There is no way for us to go back to Egypt.
因此我们没有别的路可以走的。
There is no other way for us.
不要因耶稣绊倒。
Do not be offended in the Lord.
当主要用一个人的时候，
When Lord wants to use someone,
他会绊脚石在那里。
He will put a stumbling stone there.
看这个人会不会被他绊倒。
He will see if this person will be stumbled.
一个人不会被绊倒的话， 这个人就是以基督当作一切的人。
If a person will not be stumbled by the stone, and this person is regard God is all.
如果一个人会被耶稣绊倒的话，这个人不是以耶稣做一切的人。
If this person will be stumbled, that means he is not take God as everything.
他现在没有绊倒，将来在服事上的路上，他也会绊倒的。
If he's not stumbled now, he will be in the service later.
他不能够服事长久的。
He cannot be served for long term.
很少有一件事情会把他绊倒的。
Sooner or later, something will stumble him.
因此神要把那个绊脚的石头摆在锡安。
That's why and God put a stumbling stone in Zion.
信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
And the one who trusts in him will not be shamed.
这是第二个层面。
This is the second experience.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有被弟兄姊妹绊倒过？
And brothers and sisters, have you ever was stumbled by a brother or sister?
被弟兄姊妹绊倒，就是被耶稣绊倒。
If you were stumbled by a brother or sister, that is you stumbled by the Christ.
因为弟兄姊妹就是身体。
Because brothers and sisters are the body of Christ.
如果你被弟兄姊妹绊倒，你就是被耶稣绊倒。
If you're stumbled by brother or sister, that means you're stumbled by Christ.
如果我们被弟兄姊妹绊倒，基督就不是我们的一切。
If we offended by a brother or sister, then Christ is not all to you.
如果因为一个弟兄姊妹我就不来聚会了。
And then if I don't come to the gathering for one brother or sister.
如果为了一个弟兄姊妹我就不来服侍了。
And for one brother or sister, I don't want to serve.
就证明基督不是我们的一切。
That proves that Christ is not all to you.
我们被耶稣绊倒。
And then we were stumbled in the Lord.
这是第二个操练。
This is the second exercise.
我们要常常要在主的面前有这样一个操练，我不被主绊倒。
And we need to exercise not be offended in the Lord.
因为耶稣是我的一切。
Because Christ is all to me.
我不管我接不接受神在我身上的安排。
No matter I act the plan God has it to me or not.
不管神的安排我满意不满意。
If I, no matter I satisfy of His plan.
我不会被耶稣绊倒。
I will never be stumbled in the Lord.
因为他是我的一切。
Because He is all to me.
这是第二个操练。
That's the second exercise.
第三个操练。
The third.
第三个操练主说。你们要负我的
恶。Lord says, take my yoke.
要学我的样式。
Learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Then you will find rest in your soul.
因为我的恶是容易的。
Because,
我的担子是轻省的。
Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
什么叫做负恶呢?
What is to take a yoke?
什么叫做负我的恶呢?
What does it mean to take my yoke?
主耶稣没有说你们要负你们的恶。
And Lord didn't say you need to take your own yoke.
主耶稣说负我的恶。
He says take my yoke.
十字架不一样的。
This is different than we take the cross.
讲十字架的时候，主说背起你的架。
But the cross is you take your own cross.
讲到负恶的时候，他说你们要负我的恶。
When he speak about the yoke, he say take my yoke.
什么是恶呢?
What is a yoke?
在新约的时代。一个恶是为了两条牛的。
In the New Testament, a yoke is for two oxen.
我们没有看过这个一个两条牛用一个恶的。
We never seen a two oxen use.
我没有看过。
Oh, I never seen two oxen use one yoke.
我看过那个一条牛用一个恶的。
What I have seen is one ox with one yoke.
但是我知道那什么叫做恶。
But I know what is yoke.
那个恶是那个牛要耕田的时候放在它的背上的那样一块东西。
And the yoke is when a ox needs to plow and it's on his back.
在新约的时候呢，他们一次呢是两条牛来耕田的，所以这两条牛共用一。
So in the New Testament is the two oxen share one yoke.
哎，为什么主说是我的恶呢
？My Lord says it's my yoke.
因为主自己就是一个负恶的一个牛。
Because he's an ox to take a yoke.
主就是那个负恶的那一只牛。
He is the ox to take the yoke.
因为他身上呢是有一个恶的。
Because he has a yoke.
这个恶是他的恶。
Because this is his yoke.
但是这个恶呢是能够让两只牛来用的。
But this yoke is shared by another ox.
因此呢，它的旁边呢还有一个位置
And so therefore there is another position beside him.
而这个位置呢，是为了你和我的。
But that position is for you and for me.
所以主就呼召我们说，我们要来负他的轭。
That's why Lord calls us to come to take his yoke.
我们就像另外一条牛一样，进入那个主的轭，和他一同来负他的轭。
We are like the other ox. We take the yoke that is his.
这个是一个呼召与主同行的一个呼召。
This is the calling to walk with.
弟兄姊妹，我们都非常羡慕与主同行。
We all admire to walk with the Lord.
我们都能够像这个旧约的这个这个这个讲到这个人与同行三百年。
Oh, we all admire the one who walked with God 300 years.
以诺同行300年就被主接去了。
Enoch, walked with God 300 years and he was raptured.
我们心都很羡慕这样的一个属灵的光景。
We all admire such spiritual situation.
但是我们有一个错误的观念。
But we have a wrong, we mistakenly think.
我们觉得与神同行啊，就是我们跟主在一个公园里面散步这样的一种东西。
We think we walk with God is in a park.
Hey, 这我们觉得这是与主同行呢，就是我和主呢，在一个很美丽的公园里面呢，我们在那里散步，边走呢边谈心这样的。
And I think we walk with God in a beautiful park, and we walk and we talk.
这是我们里面的。
That is what we think.
我们总说老是我一个人在走呢。
We always think why I'm walking alone.
我是要与主同行的。
I want to walk with Lord.
为什么我在这个公园走的时候老是我一个人呢？
Why I'm walking in the park is by myself.
主不是答应与我同行的吗？
Is Lord walk with me?
与主同行乃是与主同负一轭。
And then you walk with God as you take the same yoke.
如果我们不能与主同负一轭，就不能与主同行。
If we cannot take one yoke, and then we cannot walk with him.
我们人的肉身没有这个本领。
Our body has no ability.
除非我们在同样的一个这个轭的下面。
And then unless we are under the same yoke.
我们这个人呢，很容易就离开主了。
And then we are so easy to depart from the Lord.
我们与主同行不了多久了，我们就离开了。
And then we cannot walk for a long time, and then we leave.
我们呢，有的时候呢，我们是与主同。
And then sometimes we walk with the Lord.
但是我们让主呢，负那个轭。
And then we made the Lord take.
我们走在那主的旁边。
And we walk along aside.
但是主呢，一个人呢，在负那个轭。
It's Lord Himself take the yoke.
我们旁边呢，主的旁边有一个空位的，但是我们不愿意进去。
There's a position, but we don't want to take that yoke.
所以我们就这样的与主同行啊。
And that's how we walk with Him.
但是我们常常觉得那个不实际。
And sometimes we think that is not practical.
要怎么样才能够有一个实际的与主同行呢？
And how come we can put to walk with the Lord in reality?
要负主的轭。
And then we have to take His yoke.
只有我们负了主的轭以后呢，你一定与主同行的。
And only after we take His yoke, then you must walk with Him.
主去哪里，你也得去哪里。
Where He goes, you go.
主不想去的地方你也去不了。
And where Lord doesn't want to go, then you can't get there too.
因为你与主同负一轭嘛。
Because you take the same yoke.
你不同行也不行的。
You have to walk with him.
主就是一切了。
Lord will become all to you.
而且主也在你一切里。
And he is in everything of you.
你去哪里，主也在那里。
Wherever you go, he is with you.
因为你与主同负一轭。
Because you share the same yoke.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们每一个人其实都在负轭。
But in sisters, we are all taking the yoke.
我们只是没有负主的轭，就是。
We're not taking his yoke.
我们负什么轭呢？
What yoke we're taking?
我们负埃及的轭。
We're taking the yoke of the Egypt.
我们负叙利亚的轭。
We're taking the yoke of Assyria.
我们负巴比伦的轭。
We are taking the yoke of Babylonian.
我们在负世界的轭。
We're taking the yoke from the world.
当我们负了世界的轭，世界是我们的主人。
If we take the yoke of the world, then the world is our master.
我们侍奉这个世界。
And we serve the world.
如果我们负了主的轭的话，我们也是侍奉神。
If we take the yoke of the Lord, then we serve the Lord.
只有神是我们的主人。
And then only Lord, then Lord is our master.
一个人只能负一个,
and then one person only take one yoke.
你不负这个世界的话, 你就是负主的,
if you are not take the yoke from the world, then you take the yoke of the Lord.
如果你负主的话, 你就不能负这个世界的话,
if you take the yoke of the Lord, then you cannot take the yoke of the world.
弟兄姊妹, 所以神要护照我们, 要负主的话,
and that's why God calls us to take his yoke.
如果你负这个世界的话, 基督怎么能够成
If you take the yoke of the world, then how come Christ is everything to you? If you take the yoke of Egypt, the Pharaoh becomes all to you. If you take the yoke of Assyria, the king of Syria will become all to you. If you take the yoke of Babylonian, then Nebuchadnezzar will become all to you. If you take the yoke of the Lord, Christ is all to you. Praise the Lord, he says his yoke is easy. His burden light. The yoke of Egypt is heavy. Do not take the yoke of the Egypt.
It's
only Lord will share the yoke with us. When we take yoke with him, then we walk with him. Then you will find out this burden is light. Then our experience to walk with God is real.
弟兄姊妹,这三个属灵的操练,让我们实际的在生活里面来学习什么叫基督是我们的一切。
And then these three experiences would lead us to learn Christ is all.
这不是容易的操练。
This is not easy.
若容易的话就不叫操练。
If it's easy, then it will not be called exercise.
这是我们要祷告主。
Then we should pray. We need to have a heart desire. Lord, I want to practice. And please give me this resurrection power. And let me raise up to praise you in the situation that I couldn't. When we are defeated, and let us say like the Lord says, because this is pleasing in your sight. There is so many circumstances our Lord did not want to see. No one plays flute and wants to see people do not dance. And then no one when he sing and he does not want to see people mourn.
比如没有一个人讲到的时候，希望下面人都睡着了。
No preacher speak here and then would like people all sleep down there.
但是主耶稣当时的情形就差不多是这样。
But the situation that Lord faced is just like this.
他如果不按照父的旨意的话，他可以有很多人拥护他的。
And then if he did not follow the will of God, then now many people will follow him.
但是他按照神的旨意，结果是没有人跟随他的。
But he does things according to the will of Father, then no one wants to follow him.
当他在受审问的时候，就彼得一个人躲在旁边。
When he is questioned, only Peter is hide somewhere.
他是神的儿子，在地上33年。
He is son of God. He lived on earth 33.5 years.
到受审判的时候，只有一个人躲在旁边，还否认他的名。
When he is questioned, and there's only one, but he is denied his name.
但是主耶稣在地上，他凡事显恩。But
he gives thanks in everything.
因为神的美意本是如此。Because
this is the pleasing in the sight of God.
对，荒漠还好像是荒漠甘泉里面曾经有这么一个记载。
And then there was a record in Cretan, in the spring in the wilderness.
我不敢确定。
Not sure.
对不起，但我知道有这么一个小故事。
And then I'm not sure if I'm wrong. And then please forgive me.
有一个这个无神论者就问一个这个哑巴，他说如果有神的话呢，为什么神让你哑巴？
Well, there is an atheist that asks a mute if there is a God and why God makes you mute.
那这个很困难哈。
And this is so difficult to answer.
那这个哑巴呢，他就在黑板上写一个字，写一句话，他说呢，他的美意。
And then this mute, and then she wrote on the board, and then this he said, this is the for this way was well pleasing in your sight.
这一句话是能够让我们在最不能感恩的时候仍然起来感恩的一句话。
And then the sentence will cause us to stand up to pray in the situation that we couldn't pray.
因为地上的事呢都会改变的。
Because everything will change on the earth.
甚至今天你认为高兴的事，可能明天就认为这是一个不好的事。
Maybe today something make you happy and will become bad tomorrow.
只有一件事是不会改变的。
But only one thing will never change.
就是神的旨意是不改变的。
That means the God's will never change.
因此我们要能够坚定地相信神的美意本是如此。
We need hold fast that this is the way is well pleasing.In God's sight,
我们就能够在凡事上谢恩。
Then we will give thanks in everything.
我们的结束在地上也不被任何事所绊倒。
And then our Lord, when He was on the earth, He never be stumbled by anything.
当我们的结束在的时候，他们怎么说呢？他说：“这个人不是木匠吗？”
And then when He's on the earth, and what people say he is a carpenter.
他不是玛利亚的儿子吗？
He's the son of Mary.
他不是雅各、约翰、犹大、西门的长兄吗？
And then He is Simon, and James, and then his brother.
他的妹妹不是在我们这里吗？
他的妹妹。
Yeah.
His sister is among us.
他们就厌弃他。
And then they rejected him.
这个厌弃他，原文就是他们被他绊倒了。
They rejected him it means they were stumbled by him.
耶稣说啊，这个先知在本地呢，就没有人尊敬的。
And the Lord used to say, and then the prophets were not welcome in their hometown.
他也没有被他的门徒绊倒。
And he didn't stumble by his disciples.
这个彼得呢，叫他不要去耶路撒冷。
And then Peter and then asked him, do not go to Jerusalem.
彼得是一个绊脚石。
And then Peter was a stumbling stone.
彼得说你不要去耶路撒冷。
And then Peter says, do not go to Jerusalem.
耶稣没有绊倒。
And the Lord didn't stumble.
他也没有大绊倒。
He didn't be stumbled by.
犹大被出卖他了。
But Judas betrayed him.
但是他替犹大洗脚。
But he washed feet.For Judas.
他也没有被耶和华所绊倒。
He did not stumble by the Lord.
在克西马尼园里面，他大声的祷告。
And he prayed in the Gethsemane.
他说如果你可以的话，把这个杯拿去。
And then if it's possible, take this bitter cup.
所以这个环境，这个十字架的苦杯，不是主耶稣愿意的。
The bitter cup on the cross is not what he's willing to take.
但他说主啊，照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
But he said, but by thy name, not mine.
没有被绊倒。
And he didn't stumble.
因为神是他的一切。
Because God is everything to him.
因此他不会被神绊倒的。
So that's why he will not be stumbled.
主负他自己的轭
，and the Lord take His own yoke.
他甘心乐意背起他的十字架。
He's willing to take His cross.
他在家里就背十字架。
And then he took cross Nazareth.
背到加利利。
And then all the way to Galilee.
背到耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
最后到哥哥他。
And then to Golgotha.
今天他呼召我们与他同负一轭。
Now He called us to take the same yoke of His.
让我们与主同行。
And then if we walk with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们的一切。
Then Christ is all to us.
在基督以外，我们没有别的地方可以去。
There is nowhere for us to go out of the Christ.
因此，我们在地上需要有这样的一个操练。
And then we need such practice.
让我们在凡事上都来谢恩。
And then we give thanks in everything.
我们不被主来绊倒。
We will not be stumbled in the Lord.
我们更不被弟兄姊妹所绊倒。
We will not be stumbled by brothers and sisters.
我们要负主的轭。
We will take the Lord's yoke.
这是我们。每日的一个操练。
This is our daily basis exercises.
让基督成为我们的目标。
And then may Christ is our goal.
让基督成为我们的道路。
And then may He be our way.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们再次承认，人话语的有限。
We admit that our words are so limited.
我们再次求圣灵，再来我们心中来说明这些话。
We ask the Holy Spirit to explain all this to us.
让我们今天真是能够在你的话语里面看见，基督实在是我们的一切。
And in your words, we truly to see and Christ is all.
因为我们 让我们每一个人都有这一个心愿，就是要有这样的一个生活的经历。
Let us all have such heart desire, and we want to experience this.
好像我们不是在外面有这样的一个认识。
And let us not just outwardly have such knowledge.
但是我们里面有这样一个真实。
But we have such reality inwardly.
是基督是我的一切。
Christ is all to me.
有主的确就够了。
And then there are enough when we have Lord.
求你用许多的事情要来绊倒我们。
And there are things and try to us.
兴起环境让我们觉得不满意。
And then they will raise circumstance, let us not be satisfied.
让我们里面有这个世界的这个捆绑。
And then there is a chain from the world.
把埃及的恶重重地加在我们身上。
And then they will put the yoke of Egypt on us.
主啊，今天早上再来怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
把你的光放在我们当中。
And put your light in us.
让我们看见基督实在是我们的一切。
And let us to see Christ is truly all to us.
也让我们借着这些实际上属灵的操练，能有真实的经历。
And then through this exercise, let us to truly have the experience.
让我们在凡事上都来谢恩。
Let us to give thanks in everything.
记得你的美意本是如此。
And to remember this is the way that we are pleased in your sight.
我们不让任何的环境事物来绊倒我们。
We do not let everything stumble us.
我们甘愿与主同负一轭。
We are willing to take the same yoke of the Lord.
过与同行的生活。
And then we walk with you.
主啊，我们求你。
Have mercy upon us, Lord.
主啊，有时你能够怜悯我们，让我们里面有这样的一个看见。
Lord, have mercy on us so that we can see.
起来，过一个与主同负一轭的人。
Raise up and then to take the same yoke of the Lord.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的时间。
And we thank you for the time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.